Here is the news. Manpower Minister Yasir Lee expressed readiness to address challenges related to the potential rise in unemployment in Indonesia through serious programs and improved performance. He stated when met on Wednesday that earlier, the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, as quoted in the World Economic Outlook April 2025 edition, projected Indonesia's unemployment rate to reach 5% in 2025, up from last year's 4.9%. Indonesia's Ministry of Environment has ensured that it will continue to strengthen support for community-led environmental action, including funding for groups and individuals. The Ministry's Chief Secretary, Rosa Vivin, stated in Badung, Bali on Wednesday that the government supports public effort through the Indonesia Environment Fund and payments for environmental services. That's the news.
Senyum manis di atas bibir bergincu, kedip mata merayu jelas coba mengganggu. Tawarannya terpasang bukan tanpa tujuan, satu korban terjerat itulah harapan. Wangi parfum semerbak membius pusat saraf, hadirkan bayangan untuk lepas keresahan. Bergejolak, semua coba berontak, ketika tak kuasa langsung ku lari mengelak. Penuh dengan warna-warni, bila terjebak sulit untuk coba keluar. Semua pasti ada jalan keluar, cobalah berusaha.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz FM 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Sound.
Sobat Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, just make sure that today you will be fulfilled by, you know, full of your passion and even about Indonesia listeners. So here we have also another information that would like to complete about your mind. Especially about Indonesia listeners. You know that Minister of Human Rights, Natalius Pigai, has stressed that all refugees and foreign nationals residing within the territory of the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia are the responsibility of the state. He made a statement after meeting with the representative of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR in Indonesia, Francis Teoh, at the Ministry of Human Rights on Wednesday. According to Pigai, whether an Indonesian citizen for a foreign national who is within the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia falls under the state's duty and responsibility. The state must ensure protection for its citizens and for anyone living within the territory. Moreover, Minister Pigai also emphasized that the state must respect and remain committed to improving the lives of all individuals in Indonesia. The government, he said, should also help meet the needs of both domestic and international refugees, including asylum seekers. Listener, if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So please stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening!
Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. The more you do it, the more you understand, listener. So, don't be lazy. Just just keep up doing your activities. Keep up encouraging about your curiosity, listeners. So because after doing it, I believe that there must be goodness inside that. Well, you know, we have also another information that we have to share you. It is about the commitment, listener. The commitment of Indonesian government in maintaining peace and promoting friendly relation with other countries. Here it is. Indonesia has affirmed its commitment to maintaining world peace and also promoting friendly relation between countries by signing the Convention on the Establishment of the International Organization for Mediation. According to a written statement issued by Foreign Affairs Ministry in Jakarta recently, Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Arief Hawas Ogroseno signed the convention during the Global Forum on International Mediation in Hong Kong the last May. According to him, Indonesia will continue to be proactive not only in the establishment of the International Organization for Mediation, but also in advocating the use of mediation to resolve conflicts between countries. During a bilateral meeting, Ogroseno and Chinese Deputy Foreign Minister Hua Chuying affirmed support for International Organization for Mediation and advancing bilateral ties. You know that participants from 85 countries and also regions and 20 international organizations, including the United Nations, attended the event, and even Indonesia with 33 countries have signed the convention, making them founding members. And listener, I would like also to share you our music corner with the title Sumpah I Love You. Enjoy the song.
Listener, in this edition of Music Corner, here is a Kroncong song entitled Sumpah I Love You or I Swear I Love You by Restia Nade and accompanied by Mafia Kroncong. The song, created by an Indonesian noted musician Ahmad Dhani and was popularized by a girl group Mahadevi in 2008. The song tells about the sincerity of someone who expresses her love. The song also illustrates how strong the love and the longing is. Here is the Kroncong version of Sumpah I Love You by Restia Nade featuring Mafia Kroncong.
Sumpah I love you, I need you, I miss you. Aku tak bisa musnahkan kamu dari otakku. Dapat merasa kerindu.
People may know Ende for Lake Kelimutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising path and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki, or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Sawu Ria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Sawu Ria in the village, namely Sawu Atalaki and Sawu Sue. There are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sawu Ria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Bu'uria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Bu'uria, setelah Bu'uria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajah Bu'uria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for musalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Day. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedak Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedak Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedak Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Puse Nua in Lio language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Go Lamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
I give you my trouble for you to learn.
Loving you is all I wanna do. Knowing you, loving me is all I wanna do.
Loving you is all I wanna do. Knowing you, loving me is all I wanna do.
Ketak is Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Ketak in order.
Lihat dari semua sikapmu, sesuatu kan ada.